This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett. The soybean complex had solid gains on WASDE report day Wednesday, while corn and wheat futures were sharply lower. We'll have more up next.
Here in Iowa, we are stronger together. Hi, I'm Jerry Meyer, Iowa Corn Promotion Board Director from District 2, and serve on the Industrial Usage and U.S. Production Committee. Iowa Corn Promotion Board works with retailers on expanding infrastructure for sales of higher blends of ethanol to increase the availability and use of E15 and E85 in Iowa. In turn, corn farmers will grind more corn. For more information on the Renewable Infrastructure Program, visit iowacorn.org.
The May WASDE report was released by the USDA at 11 a.m. Central Time. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride says it was mostly a mixed bag.
A little bit better than expected on the old crop corn number. We were looking for a 1.275 billion carryout. We got a 1.257. The bearish side of things for corn is on the new crop side. We're trading very hot and heavy on this market. We're about $1 to $1.50 overpriced for what the USDA has us at for ending stocks. 1.507 is where we're at. The average guess for this report was 1.344, so roughly 160 million bushels higher than expected. That's putting some pressure on the corn.
McBride looks at wheat and soybean data.
We were also higher than expected on old crop and new crop wheat as well. So no change to soybean ending stocks on the old crop, 140 million bushels on the new crop as expected, just 2 million bushels higher than the average guess. So nothing major there. But we are getting beat up a little bit in the corn and the wheat versus what the beans are doing.
What should producers take away from Wednesday's report? McBride offers advice to Iowa growers.
If you're a producer, you should be looking at what you've got sold currently, whether it's old crop or new crop, and make some marketing decisions. Don't overcommit to actual cash bushels at this point. Get some on the books, but maybe look at some downside coverage with some puts just to protect yourself.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Brent Barnett.